Welcome to Jaguars This Week. Jaguars This Week. Presented by Aetna. With the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton.
I'm talking to myself.
Color analyst, Jeff Blackman.
I'm talking to myself.
And Jaguars.com senior writer, John Osher.
I'm talking to myself.
Jaguars This Week is brought to you by Ticket Exchange, Sonny's Barbecue, Wells Fargo, your local Jacksonville Teal Deals merchants, and by Everbank. Jaguars This Week begins right now.
Hello and welcome to Jaguars This Week presented by Aetna, and we have three quarters of our usual full house in studio. I'm Jeff Loggeman along with Tony Baselli, the leader of Team Teal. Good evening, Tony.
Evening.
Got his golf hat on there, got the Golden Bear working.
Yeah, absolutely.
And freshly showered and just off of a workout, I would presume, .com, John Osher. What's up, John?
My version of a workout.
Following you on Twitter, it looks like your thumb's been getting a workout tweeting quite a bit.
I'm a little beat up. I'm not going to lie to you.
They've been attacking you, man.
Yeah, that's all right. I can take it.
They've been coming after you.
That's all right. I'm a tough guy.
Hey, John's got big shoulders now. He's got some thick skin, big shoulders, whatever you want to call it.
Doesn't bother me a bit. Doesn't bother me a bit.
Some vulgar people out there attacking.
Yeah, I got some.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
There were some dicey moments last night.
Wow.
Not going to lie to you.
Well, we are now...
But it's understandable. People are fired up.
26 hours now into free agency, and the signings have been fast and furious, and the contracts have been large.
Unbelievably large.
Very large. Looking at some of the deals that were done, just a couple of highlights. I mean, the Calvin Johnson, even though he wasn't a free agent, reported $130-plus million, you know, $60 million in guarantees. Vincent Jackson goes for Ocho Cinco's there in Tampa, a $55 million deal with guarantees. If I'm correct, in the range of $27 million for the first 2 years.
Well, and the two things you just mentioned, Jeff, are exactly what you have to remember about all this. The Lions drafted Calvin Johnson, signed him before he had free agency. That's why you have to build through the draft so you can sign your guy like that. I get paying Calvin Johnson that kind of money. I frankly don't know if I get, you know, paying Vincent Jackson that kind of money, except that you have to, and you have to so drastically overpay. And
$11 million a year? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really the lesson is you understand why the Lions did, because they're going to get that value. But guys like Calvin Johnson never come available.
No, and a lot of guys that people were expecting to be available in free agency at positions of need for the
sure.
Jaguars didn't make it.
Just flat out did. And some of the prices got so high so fast yesterday that while I understand fans being upset that there are no names on the doorstep today, I also understand why when you look at what Pierre Garçon got.
What are you, like 26 guaranteed or something
and
like that?
I like Pierre. I covered him when he was a rookie. I got to know him a little bit.
He's a good young player.
Good young player, yes.
Not great.
But he will also break your heart and –
What did he get contract-wise, average in a year? Seven?
I'm not sure what the average was, but he got guaranteed over 20. I mean,
like five years, 35, like 26
right.
Guaranteed.
That's a lot of money.
And I just feel like a lot of these guys who signed yesterday are going to be those guys who in a year and a half you're going to see on Pro Football Talk, you know, so-and-so rumored to be released at the end of what is his guaranteed money contract because he ain't living up to it.
Well,
but
at some point when you're in free agency, in the first 24 hours, rarely does the cost equal the value.
Never.
Yeah, you're right. Never.
Right.
And I think once you get past, you know, a certain period of time, then value starts to meet cost. And I think that's where you have to be smart, and that
right.
you have to try. Hey, look, I understand sometimes you're going to have to overpay. That's just part of the business when you get to free agency. Timing is everything. But you can't get just so out of control. You got to have a little self-control,
right.
a little franchise control, whatever you want to call it. And I'm very happy that the Jaguars kept their own. Congratulations to Jeremy Mincy, who we will have on after the break, a guy that I'm a big fan of because he's a guy that earned his way.
And kept their own with Jeremy at a good deal for both sides. I mean, I think Jeremy's guaranteed first year to make about $9 million. That's pretty close to what the franchise tag would have been for an end. After that, Jeremy's got to keep proving that he's worth that, you know, that he's worth keeping, which makes it a good deal for Jeremy and a good deal for the Jaguars. And I think this is one of those where both sides are pretty happy with it.
Yeah, it's, you know, what is it, around $8 million signing bonus, you know,
and
million
guaranteed
something.
First year
guaranteed salary. And then after that, you know, the salaries, hey, look, you know, you got to perform after
right.
that. And then that's why I think it's a good deal for the team.
It's terrific for both sides.
And it's got a lot of incentives to where if Jeremy plays well, which I expect him to play well, then he's going to reach some incentives and going to be able to make more money.
Right. He's a safe signing for the Jaguars. And that if you know anything about Jeremy, I'm not a big believer that most guys really mail it in after they get paid. I think that's a little overblown. I know he won't.
No, you don't worry about him. I'm also – was happy that Dwight Lowry signed a four-year deal. Russell Allen has re-signed with the Jaguars. A very, very good special teams player.
Right.
A guy that can start if he has to start.
Right.
And then at some point, maybe he can develop into a rotational starter. But I think that those three things were certainly imperative for this defense to kind of keep their flow going that they really, I think, established last year, you know, with Mel Tucker.
Right.
You know, you got to keep your own, and then you can add to it. And looking at NFL.com/free agency, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are still out there that you're going to be able to upgrade your roster with.
That's certainly the hope at this point.
But there's a lot of people that are saying, where's the big free agent
sure.
name?
Well,
where's the splash?
And that's
why
understandable.
Haven't they done that?
And it is understandable.
Very understandable.
I mean, because the message has been that we're going to be aggressive, you know, that money isn't an issue, and we're going to figure out how to build a championship here. And so if you just look at that as a snapshot, and that's what fans do. And,
absolutely.
And so as they look at that, and they look at the first 24 hours, and they say, well, wait a second, I see Vincent Jackson signing for a bunch of money, Pierre Garçon, Mario Williams is out there. Why aren't we in those sweepstakes? All the different things. Now, I'm not saying those are good business decisions or good decisions to build your football team. I wouldn't have got in on the Vincent Jackson that I would have liked him to have as a receiver here at the right price. I wouldn't have paid $11 million a year for him. I'm not sure I'd give Pierre Garçon 26 guaranteed or whatever it was. And so you have to step back and look at the bigger picture sometime and try to have the mindset of what's best not only today, because you don't win games today. If you look at the free agency in recent history, the teams that spend a lot of money early in free agency and make the big splash,
they don't win.
So they win this period of the year. They don't win when it counts come the regular season.
No, September,
but that's
October,
hard.
November, December.
Fans don't care about that.
If you look at the teams who weren't active yesterday, the Packers, the Giants, the Steelers, the Patriots, none of those teams were active. Now, fans don't want to hear that because the response, rightfully so, is we're not at the level of those teams
right.
yet. But I would also make the argument that I don't think those teams built that way to get there either. So it's a hard time because a lot of people, and I myself included, thought they were going to be a little more active. But when you see what was available at the price and then you think about it in that context, you can also see why they weren't.
I like the approach. To me, you got to have price equal value. And to me, if in the first 24 hours and 48 hours for the most part, those don't match. And like you said, you go back and you look, the past couple Super Bowl winners, Green Bay, New York Giants, name me one free agent that the New York Giants signed last year that made you go, wow.
Right. I mean, they picked up a tight end today, but it was second day, and it was –
and it was a one-year deal for $2.5
right.
million.
So, I mean, but I'll be the first to say it's a tough sell because there were some weaknesses last year that haven't been addressed, and that's hard for people to understand.
Well, it's still time.
There's still time.
Let's take a break. When we come back on the other side, Jeremy Mincy, very happy for him and looking forward to talking with him right here on Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna.
Campbell takes the shotgun snap. Jaguars are rushing for pocket collapsing. He's going to get hit, and he's going to get sacked. Jeremy Mincy got him back at the 39-yard line, and the Raiders are going to have to burn their final timeout with 11 seconds to play.
And that's Mr. Mintz making a big play this past season. And right now, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines and bring up Mr. Mintz, Jeremy Mincy. Jeremy, congratulations on signing the new deal today. The announcement was made, a little press conference going on down here at Everbank Field, and I'm happy for you.
Man, I am very happy, man. I'm happy for the fans. I'm happy for my family. And I'm happy to be a Jaguar, man.
So a lot of people were wondering, where would you end up in free agency? Was there any doubt in your mind? Were you getting pulled? Chicago, Cleveland were reported to be in the running for your services. Was there a chance that you were going to go there?
Oh, it was definitely a chance, man. It was definitely a fight. Chicago was definitely fighting for me to be there. And then it was a great opportunity. You know, they got a lot of good players up there and a lot of good things. They're a class, first-class organization. So, you know that definitely kind of lured me that way, you know. But I'm a Jag at heart, man. I want to stay here, stay home in Jacksonville and be faithful to the fans, man.
I would have to think that for you, coming back to the place that really you grew up in the NFL, I mean, you really came the hard way, and I think that's what I appreciate most. And that staying where you really kind of made your hay, so to speak, and with what you guys established as a defense under Mel Tucker last year and what you're building for the future, that had to play a part in your decision-making.
Oh, definitely, man. Like I said earlier in the conference, man, I was just talking about how unselfish this whole organization is, man, from the players, coaches, to the lunchroom lady, you know what I mean? So they all played a factor, man. I think this is a great decision, and I love the decision I made, and I'm ready to make it happen, man, here in Jacksonville.
Jeremy, did you cut somebody off there? They're honking at you.
What'd you say?
Did you cut somebody off? Sounds like they're honking at you there.
No, somebody. I'm actually standing outside of my car, man. You know, you can't play. You can't be on the phone and on the radio in the car at the same time.
I
so
hear
I just
you.
Pulled over.
Hey, you talked a little bit today in the press conference, Jeremy, about, you know, what the phone call meant from Gene Smith, and that, you know, it was obviously about money, but he also let you know they wanted you here.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, the funny thing about it, it's not even just the money, man. It's just somebody risking, you know, losing some odd dollars to, you know, taking that chance to put you on your roster and solidify you as a team. And that made me feel wanted, man. And, you know, and that's all I wanted, you know, just to feel wanted by an organization and recreate myself and do what I need to do in this business. And Gene took a chance on me, and I promise you, it was a great chance he took.
I thought it was interesting. I think it was Vito Stellino asked you, or maybe somebody else, about the pressure that comes along with, you know, this kind of money. It sort of builds up now, and now you've got to perform to the contract. But that doesn't bother you a whole lot, does it?
No, not at all. All I got to do is continue to do what I've been doing, making plays, using the same formula, just trying to get better at the formula. And don't change nothing, you know what I mean? Just continue to be the same guy, same effort field, passionate guy about football, and continue to just do what I do, man. And no pressure at all, period.
Jeremy, did you have any conversations prior to the start of free agency or once it began with Dwight Lowry or Russell Allen about the plans that you guys had as individuals at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. We all wanted to be Jaguars, man, because, like I said, it's one of the closest teams I've been on since high school, you know what I mean? And that means a lot, man. And who wouldn't want to play beside a friend, you know, just as much as a teammate who you respect as a man. So it's definitely an honor, man. You know, we got a great group of guys, a solid, humble group. You know what I mean? A group that won't crack no matter what the circumstance is. And you know, and I knew that from the bottom of my heart. That's why I made the decision I made, and I'm happy with it.
So what are you going to do to celebrate? I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, you get to free agency, and many had you ranked as the number two defensive end. You got a lucrative deal. It's a signature moment in a professional career. What are you going to do to celebrate tonight?
I'm going to grab me a beer. Kids, don't drink. I'm just being silly, man. I was just going to take the family out to eat, man. We're going to grab a bite to eat, man, and talk about it, and, you know, plan for the future, man. You know, this is just one milestone, man. I got a long way to go, man.
All right, so many of the fans are ready for the Jaguars to address the offensive side of the ball. Have you made any phone calls to any other friends that you know that are free agents, say, hey, come to Jacksonville?
Well, not on the offensive side, but I got a friend of mine, Cameron Wembley, which I think the guy fits the Jaguar DNA perfect. He's hard-nosed, he's quiet, he's humble, he come to work, and he don't quit. And, you know, I can always respect that about a player. And I watch him on film, you know, and his personality reflects on film. You know, that's the same type of guy he is on film in person, you know. So he's a guy you got to love, man.
Well, Jeremy, congratulations, and thanks for spending some time with us tonight, and celebrate with the family tonight. Because it's well deserved, man. I've enjoyed watching you through the years, and I'm looking forward to a double-digit sacks this year.
Oh yeah, let's go get them, Jeff. Let's go get them, man.
All right, Jeremy. Have a good night.
Thanks, Jeremy.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed.
Love him. You know, I remember a couple years ago when he came to camp, and there was a couple high picks, and we're not even going to mention their names. And I was sitting there watching the defensive line drills, and I said, Jeremy Mincy's the best defensive end that they've got. And he's finally proved it. You know, I mean, it's taken him a couple of years through some injuries and stuff, but he's proven that he's a good player, and I think it's a fair deal.
Well, he's definitely better than Derek Harvey and Quentin Groves.
Oh, you had to mention him.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Well, and I think the most important thing is he's a low-risk guy in the sense that I don't think there's any danger of him not playing to his potential, of you not getting production in some sense. I don't know that he's going to be a double-digit sack guy. I don't know that he won't be. But I don't think you're going to get a bad season out of Jeremy Mincy.
Yeah, there, I don't think
sometimes you do.
Yeah, I don't think there's any downside with Jeremy Mincy, and I think there's a lot of upside still in his career.
I love the answer there. I got to make a promo out of that. I'm going to go get a beer. Kids don't drink.
No, but hey, look. There's been a lot made out of, what, 8 sacks last year? What, 5 against the Indianapolis Colts? But you know what? How many opportunities did he have to where he could have been? And Joe Cullen is right when Joe Cullen said that Jeremy could have and should have had double-digit sacks.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he just showed up against the Indianapolis Colts and then disappeared for the 14 other games. You know, Jeremy had a consistent effort week in and week out. Now, there were some weeks that weren't as good as others, but that's the nature of the game.
And the other argument in his favor is, you know, to be frank, the Colts were two of the relatively rare games where the Jaguars played with the lead a lot and put the opponent in passing situations. So he got 8 sacks in a season where, because of how the offense played, the Jaguars were not in an incredible amount of pass rush situations, which certainly speaks to the season he had.
Well, Dwight Lowry, have you heard any whispers on the numbers for Dwight Lowry's deal?
I have not.
I got it right here. I just got a tweet. Let me pull up the Twitter. According to Tanya, Dwight Lowry
from the Times Union,
4 years, $13.6 million, $3 million signing bonus. First year is worth a little bit over $4
million. It's good. It's a good deal for both. It's one more guy making more than me.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
I think he was making more than you last year too.
I think
John.
He was too.
All right, folks. This segment of Jaguars This Week has been brought to you by Football Fanatics. More after this. Right here with me, Jeff Loggeman, John Osher, and Tony Vaselli. The Jaguars will host their first select ear seat ticket sales event of 2012 at Everbank Field this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Fans who do not currently own seats, as well as current season ticket owners who wish to add seats for the 2012 season, will be given an opportunity to come to the stadium and test drive unsold seat locations before they purchase. Jaguar ticket sales staff will be in the stadium to assist. For more information, please call Jaguar Ticketing at 904-633-2000. Johnny O, there's a tweet out there that the Jaguars have signed a wide receiver.
Yeah, Adam Schefter, reporting that they signed Laurent Robinson. That's, you know, I won't surprise most people who have followed it. He's been here most of the day. And it sounds like it's a done deal. Adam's usually dead on.
That's great.
Yeah,
that makes this team's better. with Lauren Robinson. And he had 11 touchdowns last year, only started four games, but came on late in the year when he got his chance because of injuries with Miles Austin, and ended up being their number one go-to guy in the red area. Probably became their number two. Dez was probably their number one still. Had 54 catches, I believe, but is a guy who can stretch the field. He can run. Big guy. I think it's a great
good
signing. I think it's a great signing. You got the right value for him, and he's a young player who's ascending.
The key.
He's a guy that everyone, you know, he's not a household name like a Vincent Jackson, but you can make an argument you'd rather have him than Vincent Jackson, especially for the money. You know, everyone fell in love with Pierre Garçon's name and what he's done. It'll be interesting to see what Pierre Garçon can do in Washington without Peyton Manning. He didn't have a great year last year. He has a chance.
Pretty good year.
Not a great year, but a pretty good year. But he had some, you know, he can drop the ball. I'm not downplaying Pierre Garçon, but the amount of money that Washington paid for him, if you started evaluating all these receivers, Lauren Robinson was right there in the conversation. And he's a guy that makes you better today. You're better now that Lauren Robinson's on the team. I really like the signing.
If he's not a true number one long term, he minimum makes you a lot better. And that's what you're looking for.
Well, right now you'll take a couple twos.
Sure. Sure. You know? Yeah. I don't think they're necessarily done, you know, yet in terms of adding wide receivers in the offseason.
No. No, and
now, it may not be in this wave, but you can get better without being in this wave.
Well, to me, they've added some guy. Obviously, Rubisky, who they got at the end of last year, who ended up, I think, on IR.
Right.
I mean, so there's another guy that, you know, you hope can develop into something. He was a fairly high draft pick for the Cleveland Browns. Right. Didn't pan out for them, but, you know, you don't know what he's going to be able to bring to the table. Hopefully, Jerry Sullivan will be able to improve what they have. And you've got the draft also. But I think you're right. They're not done.
Right.
They're not done at all.
And I've not had the chance to talk to Jerry. I saw him today briefly and didn't get a chance to talk to him. I think Jerry has a connection with Lauren Robinson.
And you're talking about Jerry Sullivan, the Jaguars.
Yeah, sorry,
Jerry
Sullivan. And, again, I keep going back. I think the receivers already on the roster are going to be significantly better than they were last year. And I think adding this and maybe one in the draft, it's going to be better. There's no question they're going to be better at receiver.
Where did Robinson rank? I mean, if you looked at all the free agent wide receivers, I'm talking free agents, where would he have been ranked at? 4, 5, somewhere right in that range?
On most
true
lists.
True free agents.
On most lists, he was probably in the bottom of the top 10. But
I
most,
think he was right around 6.
But most lists also had Reggie Wayne over him, which meant you're talking a veteran. You know, you're talking about what they have done and not what they're going to do.
Right.
So, you know, easily in the top 10, probably closer to 6 or 7.
But what I like about him is what you had talked about, Tony, ascending player. I mean, if you look at his numbers, first couple of years in Atlanta, that's where the connection with head coach Mike Mularkey is at. But if you look at his numbers, every year he seemed to get better and better. And wide receiver is a position that sometimes it takes guys to develop.
Almost always.
Yeah.
In fact, yes.
And it's real, you know, your first reaction, I remember my first, you know, couple of years in the league, I always thought that, I mean, a wide receiver, I mean, if the guy can play, he can play.
Right.
That's not always the case. Wide receivers sometimes have to learn. Now, running backs, pretty much you know what you got when they step in the door.
Yeah, the day
out of all the offensive positions, quarterback and receiver, you know, you guys play, so you know better than I do. I've always been told the quarterback and receiver on offense take the longest to learn. Tony, the position you played, if you can play it, you can play it. For the most part, you have to learn it, but if you can play left tackle, you can step in and play left tackle.
Well, typically, I mean, you can develop into a good left tackle, but typically the good ones are good.
You either got the feet or you don't.
Early,
right,
yes.
The wide receiver is much, much – I mean, the two that everybody talks about here, developed late, and Jimmy Smith and Kenny McCardell, and that's the story for the most part with most guys. It's rare for a rookie – to come in and make a huge impact at that position.
And I like
it. Top guys do, most guys don't.
The other reason I like it, because now you don't have to take a receiver with that 7th pick.
All right, so
I'm not saying it's off the board.
You don't have to.
I'm not saying that you don't if the right guy's there. But my concern going in, if we left free agency without getting a guy who can be a a one, but a at the very first, LaRon Robinson is a outstanding two.
Right.
At worst case scenario, you hope that he can become the one.
And I'd be surprised if they're done at defensive end in free agency too. I don't know.
Who else is out there?
Hey, I'm looking at NFL's website, the NFL.com's website. They've got Mario Williams, and they say teams interested. And at the bottom here, they say that Houston is still in the mix, but also considers. And this is Jason Lockenfor, I believe it is.
Right.
He says that he considers Jacksonville a sleeper.
And there are people who do. So we'll see. But I mean, even if it's not Mario, though, I think. I don't know that you're done seeing veterans sort of I think it's going to be a second wave.
Who else is
defensive end possibility?
See if we can do some search in here and see who else is out.
Well, Freeney's going to Freeney most likely is going to get cut. I can't see him with Indy next year.
John Abraham is out there. Mark Anderson I think is intriguing.
Right.
New England Patriots was hurt there in New England.
Right.
Was pretty good for the Chicago Bears.
And the reason that makes sense is even if you draft a defensive end, much like wide receiver, those two spots historically, it's very tough to have big years early. It happens, but it's rare.
Dave Ball, former Tennessee Titan, was a guy that got high single digits in sacks. That is a possibility. Andre Carter, Luis Castillo, even though he's a 3-4 defensive end. Sean Ellis, don't know about him. Golston.
What about Jason Jones out there?
You know, Tony, he played end last year for Tennessee. The year before that, he was a defensive tackle. After watching him at both positions, he's a defensive tackle.
Certainly not a pass rusher.
No, he could be a left end, and maybe because they kind of played him at right defensive end. He's not a right defensive end. You got to have more athleticism and speed than what he has. He could probably be a left defensive end, but last year he seemed to be hampered what appeared to be a previous knee injury and wasn't completely recovered.
That's what he dealt with all year.
So, I mean, could he end up being a good left defensive end? Yeah, I mean, probably could be, but his best years so far have been at the defensive tackle spot. Some other defensive ends, Edonije, who was released by Chicago. Kendall Langford, Miami, but he's more of a 3-4 guy. Here's one for you, Tony. Aaron Maben. You getting excited yet?
He had a nice year for the Jets.
He's restricted, so it'd be a little trickier. But.
What grade does he have? Is it a first-round tender?
I don't know that, to be honest with you. I know he's restricted.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with that then, probably.
Jarvis Moss has been a bust in Denver. But there's not a whole lot.
No.
It is what it is.
But it's like anything. You in pro free agency, it is possible to scout and get a guy who can contribute later.
All right, folks. Aetna's mobile app lets you view claims and access your family's medical history anytime, anywhere. And Aetna's payment estimator lets you see and compare costs ahead of time. Try them out at Aetna.com. Aetna, no more, get better. More right after this with Jeff, Tony, and John here on Jaguars This Week. Welcome back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna. Jeff Loggeman, Tony Baselli, John Osher. Jaguars have had a rash of signings, some their own, and then the new one today that we haven't confirmed yet. Is it confirmed?
It's all over Twitter.
Yeah, it's been tweeted a lot.
Does that make it confirmed? I mean, in today's terms, is
No, but Adams
pretty strong. Pretty strong.
Yeah.
All right. So Laurent Robinson, the first non-Jaguar free agent signing of the free agent period. What? How many year deal? Five.
I believe it's 5 year. Year
five or 6 year.
2.5.
About 6 for $32.
I'm sorry, 6 years. Yeah.
6 years, $32 million deal, and he's a good young player, and hopefully an ascending player. His numbers last year: 11 touchdowns with the Dallas Cowboys, and I thought he was a guy that they would target. And the other one that I thought that they would target, Douglas in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
re-signed with the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
And that's been, I think, part of the issue.
Yeah.
At that position, tags and re-signings have limited the crop.
Well, at every position. I mean, you know, when teams have good players, they want to keep them. And that's – it's the age-old thing. I'm sure you guys have talked about it in this show for years. That's what makes free agency a risky, expensive, unwise, really, overall way to build your franchise, because you're always going to overpay for guys that have been let go for a reason. So, and you hope that you scout well enough to find the guys who make sense and who are good deals.
So Mario Williams is out there. He is supposedly leaving Buffalo now, does not have a contract. So
why would he go to Buffalo? I mean, nothing against Buffalo, but why would – I mean
– there's a place you guys like to go up in Buffalo, right?
Anchor Bar.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe
place.
That's it.
I wouldn't move there for that, though.
Big wing guy. He's a big wing guy.
I mean, but really, I'm just finding
to get paid?
Odd. But he's going to get paid wherever he goes.
True.
But I mean, you got Buffalo, which is – I don't want to talk badly about it because Buffalo, we love going up there.
It's a good town, but it's not a town that
you're gonna
has
play,
a lot to offer.
Right, and you're going
to
play New York State taxes,
mm-hmm,
which are extremely high.
Very high.
I mean –
that one's intriguing because that's one that you don't hear a lot about, but obviously, I mean, you heard a lot about it, but there hasn't been a lot of solid reports on really what he's thinking. And, you know, the fact that he's leaving Buffalo, when they leave, there's usually a chance that they're not done yet. And if this team is in on it, you wouldn't necessarily know. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Mario Williams next 5-12 hours.
All right, so we haven't mentioned Peyton Manning yet. Yeah. Been a week now that since he's been released by the Indianapolis Colts. The rumors are flying fast and furious. Your thoughts, John, what you think is going to possibly happen? It's rumored that he's in Tennessee right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to think that it's either Denver or Tennessee. I thought Arizona for a while, but I just kind of get the feeling that's not the way it's going. Tennessee is an awfully strong pull because it's not his home state. His home is New Orleans and always will be, but his wife's from Tennessee. That matters. And from what you hear, the Tennessee, the Titans are willing to pay him, you know, whatever it takes. I thought the most shocking thing in free agency so far was Reggie going back to the Colts.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
That stunned me. I actually called Mike Chappell, who's the beat writer for the Star, who I know knows Reggie, because I was intrigued. I couldn't believe he went back. And Mike said he talked to Reggie last night, and he thinks it just kind of got out to the point of the offer was there, and you take it. And sometimes that happens in free agency. And so that's about all the info he had. But it was shocking to me that he went back to the Colts.
And going back to Peyton Manning.
But he didn't get a very big deal.
Right.
So
I think the leader in the clubhouse is Denver.
Oh, without question. Without question. And,
the team's more ready to win.
And it's a little more high profile than Arizona.
And or Tennessee.
And there's sort of a – what you always hear about Peyton is, he doesn't want to play in a major market. Peyton likes the spotlight. He doesn't crave it. He doesn't – but he likes being relevant. And in Denver, you're going to be relevant. There's a media market. ESPN's going to go there.
Right.
That's the one that makes sense. And I think he likes the idea of being around Elway. Having a guy in the front office who's sort of in the fraternity, I could see how that would be appealing.
You talk about
he knows he's going to have his back.
You talk about a circus, though. If Peyton Manning goes to Denver,
what circus?
The circus of
The circus is already in town.
The circus of what? Denver is then going to trade Tebow,
right?
It's
already a circus.
Would they, or would they not just keep him as a player to continue to grow?
Tim Tebow would not grow in the Broncos offense if it's Peyton Manning's offense.
I do not see
because he ain't going to mentor him. There's no mentor in Manning.
There's
no mentor
wrong with
in both. There's no mentor in most quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are alpha dogs. and they have no interest in teaching the younger. Nor should they. It's not their job. But I don't dread the three-ring circus.
Oh, it'll be crazy. It'll be...
And I do dread the three-ring circus, put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, if it happens, you know, there'll be all kinds of rumors of
what... Well, there already are.
And what happens, and where does Tim go?
Unconfirmed signing here for the Jaguars. They have re-signed defensive lineman C.J. Mosley. 3 year, $7.5 million contract. Just came out. Adam Schefter reported here that obviously they signed wide receiver Laurent Robinson, 5 year, $32.5 million. Sirius NFL Radio's Adam Kaplan says the deal contains a $14 million guarantee for Laurent Robinson. And then at the bottom of the information here, it says that they also report that the Jaguars have re-signed C.J. Mosley. So,
that's good. I mean,
you know what? Last year,
it gives him a rotation.
Last year, when Terrence Knighton had injury and weight issues, C.J. Mosley played better than Terrence Knighton for that stretch. That's pretty good.
And you know, I can't pretend to know as much about defensive tackles as you. So, it gives him a rotation. It solidifies that. And that's good.
You pretend all the time, John.
Well, I pretend to know more than you, Tony, but not about defensive tackle.
Okay.
But it's, you know, C.J. Mosley is not the splash. People want the splash.
Oh, sure. I want the splash. Tony,
I want the
win. Right. And
no, but you gotta segment this.
Old doesn't excite people.
We're not talking about wins and losses right now. This is the silly season.
No, but that's ultimately what it's about.
I understand that, but I'm talking.
It's not about being silly.
You're missing the point. This is the silly season. This is fans.
I'm not about silly though.
I know. He's not listening, John.
No.
I mean, this is. I'm talking just from a fan's perspective. I'm not saying. I think it's fine. I think it's good. You got to sign your guys. You got to get them. That's what you build. That's how you build. You got to build in the draft. But right now, during this period of time, for these next few days, it's the, you know, silly season, excitement about guys that you don't know if we're going to fit in, and spending a lot of money. And every team that spends a lot of money, their fans think, now we're relevant and we're going to the Super Bowl. Look at the Eagles, the dream team, because they signed all the, you know, went crazy last year.
And they have
all these
done
guys,
nothing in free agency. You think they learned their lesson?
Besides signing their own guy, DeSean Jackson. And they were the team to beat, and they were going to, and they ended up third place in the division.
Chiefs signed Peyton Hillis, for what it's worth.
That's the amazing
thing.
That's
exciting.
Well, you know what's amazing, though, is that if you step away from your computer, your phone, for an hour, so much happens that you're just like, what? It's unbelievable how fast it can fly. And you guys, I mean, the whole show, you've been on your phones. You're getting the tweets from everybody around the
league.
Maybe
if you got Twitter, you'd keep up.
Is that what I need to do?
Well, you need to do something, because guess what? They're not sending smoke signals to you right now telling you who's getting signed.
So I need to get Twitter, and I need to be silly.
You are silly.
Maybe next week.
You already got
that.
Thanks, guys.